Hi, y'all. So this week, while I was doing the readings and watching some of the videos, I thought that a lot of them connected really well with what we've talked about in some of my other ed classes about the reading and writing workshop model for elementary age students. So I'm in one field placement, not for this class, for a different class that's fourth graders, and my cooperating teacher uses the reading and writing workshop model. So it's a, you know, it's a combination of whole class instruction and then small group work, one-on-one instruction, and then there's also a lot of independent practice. So the kids have independent reading and independent free writing time every day. And I thought that a lot of the recommendations and for practices to use with bilingual students just worked in really well with this model that I've heard talked a lot about at the elementary level, even if it's not directly focusing on bilingual students. But in the Garcia chapter, it outlines how the three different aspects of teaching bilingual students that are important, which were challenging, that instruction is challenging and creative, that it's culturally sustaining pedagogy, and that the learning is collaborative and also gives the students some sense of agency. So for challenging and creative, I think because the reading and writing workshop model is so, allows for so much independence, you know, kids get to choose what they're writing about a lot of times, and they get to choose their own books. They're able to kind of challenge themselves, and work at what's at the level that's right for them. And, you know, they also have their teacher to guide them through that and kind of push them to the next level. But they also have a lot of room for creativity because they get to decide what they're writing about. They get to choose what they're reading. And I think something that that the Garcia chapter mentioned was multimodality, and I think that that's really easy to incorporate into the reading and writing workshop model. You can have your kids make a video with a script that they wrote, or make a PowerPoint with pictures that they found about one of their independent reading books. So I thought that translated well. Culturally sustaining pedagogy, I think the reading and writing workshop talks a lot about mentor texts, having strong mentor texts, which also paired well with the Herrera and España reading about having mentor texts that for bilingual children's literature, having mentor texts that show translanguaging, to kind of model and encourage students to use their entire linguistic repertoire in showing translanguaging, both reading it and also using it as inspiration for writing. And then the third thing from Garcia, the collaborative and agentic learning. Students have a lot of agency under the reading-writing workshop model. Like I said, they have a lot of choice, but it is also very collaborative, because sharing is a big part of the model. So students share their writing with the class. They get to talk to their teacher about what they're reading and why they chose the book and how they're feeling about it. So they have a lot of agency, but they are also talking about it and working with it in collaborative ways. In one of the CUNY videos, it was Benefits of Bilingual Ed. There was a teacher who had her students reading poetry in both Spanish and English. And I think that was something where I was like, wow, that 100% could be a part of the reading and writing workshop model, is encouraging your students to read something that they've written that uses all of their full linguistic repertoire and that encourages translanguaging. I think it was just an interesting connection I made this week with a model of literacy instruction that wasn't necessarily focusing on bilingual students, but I think it's very adaptable to that. And yeah, I'd be interested to see if anyone has any more thoughts on that.